This article is brought to you by the best-selling book See Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Are using word-for-word scripts reduces emotional reactivity during conflict better than willpower? Why prepared language beats good intentions when conflict triggers take hold? In short, willpower fails in conflict because it depends on the very part of your brain that emotional pressure shuts down first. Word-for-word scripts work because they convert prepared language into something close to automatic response, giving you a clear path to follow before your composure has a chance to collapse. Emotional reactivity in conflict is a biological event, not a character flaw. Scripts reduce the cognitive load that causes reactive communication under pressure. Preparation through rehearsal builds the muscle memory that willpower cannot replicate. Definition: word-for-word scripts are exact, pre-prepared phrases designed for high-pressure conversations. They reduce emotional reactivity by giving the brain a ready-built linguistic path to follow when stress floods the system and rational thought becomes temporarily unavailable. Most people believe that if they just care enough, stay calm enough, or try hard enough, they will handle conflict well. They trust that good intentions will produce good words in the moment. I believed that for years. It took me a long time to understand why caring deeply and communicating clearly are two entirely different skills, and why one does almost nothing to guarantee the other when the pressure is real. The central question worth sitting with is this: if you already know what you should say, why do you so often say something else when conflict actually arrives? The answer is not weak character. It is biology. And once you understand that, word-for-word script stops sounding like a crutch and starts sounding like the most sensible tool available. What actually happens to your brain when conflict triggers? The moment a conversation turns confrontational, something shifts inside you before you have a conscious thought about it. Your heart rate rises, your chest tightens, your thinking narrows. What is happening is not psychological weakness. It is a survival mechanism doing exactly what it was built to do. The part of your brain responsible for rational thought and precise language, the prefrontal cortex, gets crowded out by the part responsible for survival, the amygdala. As I describe in Chapter 1 of Say It Right Every Time, this is the amygdala hijack the moment your brain stops being a communication tool and becomes a threat detection system. Understanding what this hijack actually does to your thinking is the first step toward building a genuine defense against it. The practical result is familiar to everyone who has ever walked out of a hard conversation wondering why they said what they said. You had the words beforehand. You rehearsed them on the drive in. Then the moment arrived, the other person said something unexpected, and the words were simply gone. In their place came something blunter, sharper, or more defensive than you intended. This is not a gap in your knowledge. It is a gap between knowing and doing under pressure. I have watched this pattern repeat across decades, in workplaces and boardrooms and kitchen tables. Smart, caring people losing access to their better instincts at exactly the moment those instincts matter most. Why willpower is the wrong tool for emotional reactivity. The conventional advice is to stay calm, breathe, count to 10. It is not wrong, exactly, but it is incomplete. Those techniques ask your prefrontal cortex to override your amygdala, and that is precisely the resource that emotional flooding takes offline first. Willpower is a finite, pressure-sensitive capacity. It works well in calm conditions. It erodes under stress.
Asking someone to use more willpower during a conflict is a little like asking them to read smaller print when the lights are going out.
The tool is not suited to the conditions. The signs that emotional reactivity is already dismantling a conversation are often visible long before the people involved recognize them. There's also the problem of cognitive load. When conflict heats up, your brain is simultaneously processing the other person's words, managing your own emotional response, deciding what is safe to reveal, and searching for the right thing to say. That is a heavy load. Willpower has to compete for resources with all of it. Something always gives way, and it is usually the careful, measured language you plan to use. How word-for-word scripts bypass the hijack. Here is the mechanism that makes scripts genuinely different from every other piece of communication advice. When you practice an exact phrase out loud, repeatedly, before the conversation happens, you are not just memorizing words, you are building a response pattern that sits closer to automatic behavior than to deliberate thought. Think of it as installing a pathway. The first time you drive a new route, you have to concentrate on every turn. Drive it enough times, and your hands know it before your mind does.
Scripted language works the same way. The phrase becomes accessible even when rational processing is overloaded, because it no longer depends entirely on that processing to fire. In Say It Right Every Time, I outline a 5-step process for using any script to effectively find the right script for the situation, read the full context around it, customize the language to fit your voice, practice it out loud at least 3 times, and reflect on how it went afterward. The 3rd and 4th steps are where most people cut corners, and it is exactly where the method either works or fails. Practicing silently is not enough. Your mouth, your breath, and your voice need to rehearse the word so the delivery feels like yours, not like a sentence borrowed from a stranger. The customization step matters for a different reason. A script that sounds robotic will feel robotic to the person receiving it, and that creates its own kind of friction. The goal, as I put it in the book, is for the words to sound like you, but a more prepared and confident version of you. That version is not a performance. It is what you actually sound like when you're not scrambling. The rehearsal trap scripts are designed to solve. There is a pattern I have seen repeat itself so often I gave it a name in Say It Right Every Time, the rehearsal trap. You practice the conversation in your head. You find the perfect words. You feel ready. Then the actual conversation begins. The other person responds differently from how you imagined, and your carefully prepared language evaporates. You are left improvising under pressure, which is exactly the condition that produces reactive communication. The rehearsal trap is not a failure of preparation. It is a failure of the wrong kind of preparation. Mental rehearsal trains your thinking. Out loud rehearsal trains your behavior. Conflict does not test your thoughts. It tests your behavior. The 2 kinds of training are not interchangeable. A real conversation is not a monologue. It is a dynamic, unpredictable exchange, and that unpredictability is precisely what triggers the hijack. Scripts do not pretend otherwise. They give you an anchor point, a first line you know you can deliver with confidence, which buys your nervous system just enough stability to find the next one. Knowing how to de-escalate once conflict has already started depends on having that anchor in place before you need it. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. What this looks like when conflict actually arrives. Consider a team leader who needs to address a colleague who consistently undermines decisions in group meetings. She has thought through what she wants to say. She is clear on the facts. She cares about getting it right. But when the colleague's first response is defensive, she feels the heat rise in her chest. The carefully considered language dissolves. She either pushes harder than she intended or backs off entirely. Neither result serves her. Now consider the same leader who has prepared a specific opening. I want to talk about something that has been affecting how our meetings go, and I would like to hear your perspective too. She has said that sentence out loud 6 times in the last 2 days. When the defensiveness arrives, the opening is already there. She does not need her prefrontal cortex to construct it under pressure. She just needs to say it. That stability at the opening of the conversation is not trivial. It gives her composure a chance to establish itself before the harder exchanges begin. The core framework, which I cover in depth alongside feedback and conflict tools in chapter 2 of the book, depends on exactly this kind of settled opening. Without it, the framework never gets the chance to do its work. The same principle applies to feedback conversations, where emotional reactivity runs just as high on both sides. The amygdala hijack sabotages feedback conversations in the same biological way it sabotages direct conflict by stripping away access to clear, measured language at the exact moment you need it most. A prepared script gives both parties something solid to stand on. Emotional intelligence in feedback conversations is not just about awareness of feeling. It is about having the language ready before the feeling takes over. The 3 points where emotional control actually breaks down. After 6 decades of watching people navigate difficult conversations, I can tell you with confidence that composure does not break down randomly. It breaks down at predictable points. And those are the exact points where scripted language does its best work. The opening. Most people walk into conflict conversations without a prepared first sentence. They rely on the situation to prompt them. When the other person opens with something unexpected or charged, the absence of a prepared response leaves them scrambling from the first exchange. The unexpected response. When you have mentally rehearsed a conversation and the other person says something you did not anticipate, cognitive load spikes sharply. This is the moment reactive language is most likely to emerge. A script for the most probable responses, even just one or two, reduces that spike dramatically. The silence. Silence in conflict feels dangerous. Most people rush to fill it, and what fills it is rarely their best thinking. Preparing a bridging phrase, something as simple as "give me a moment to think about that," is a script. It is a small one, but it holds the ground while composure re-establishes itself. The deal method for resolving deeper conflict fractures addresses all three of these breakdown points within its structure. The method works precisely because it provides language for each stage, not just intent. Building the practice that makes scripts work. Knowing that scripts reduce emotional reactivity does nothing unless you actually build the habit of using them. And that habit starts before the conversation, not inside it. In Chapter 2 of Say It Right Every Time, I describe how the book functions as a working manual, not a one-time read. You turn to it when a difficult conversation is coming. You find the script that fits, read the context around it, shape the language until it sounds like you, and say it out loud until it feels like yours. That reflection after the conversation, honest and specific, is how a single exchange becomes a lasting improvement. Here is where most people stop short. They read the script. They understand it. They feel prepared. Then they walk in and, the moment pressure hits, the unpracticed words go missing. As I've said to too many people over the years, reading a script and owning a script are two different things. One lives in your head. The other lives in your body. Conflict tests your body first. The compound effect matters here too. One practice script builds a small piece of muscle memory. 10 practiced scripts across common conflict triggers build something far more significant, a nervous system that no longer treats every difficult conversation as an emergency it has never encountered before. Composure compounds. So does avoidance. Every conflict conversation you navigate well makes the next one fractionally easier. Every one you dodge makes the next one fractionally harder. Frequently asked questions. What are word-for-word scripts in conflict resolution? Word-for-word scripts are exact, pre-prepared phrases you plan to say before a difficult conversation. They reduce emotional reactivity by giving your brain a ready-made response when stress overrides rational thought, so you say something clear and composed instead of something you will regret. Why do word-for-word scripts reduce emotional reactivity better than willpower? Willpower depends on your prefrontal cortex, which goes offline during emotional flooding. Word-for-word scripts bypass that failure point by converting prepared language into something close to muscle memory, so a calm response can fire even when your brain is under intense pressure. How do you practice word-for-word scripts before a conflict conversation? Say the script out loud at least 3 times before the actual conversation. Practicing silently in your head is not enough. Your mouth, breath, and voice need to rehearse the word so the delivery feels natural under pressure, not like you're reading from a page. Can word-for-word scripts sound natural, or will they feel robotic? Scripts feel robotic only when they are not customized and not rehearsed. The goal is to adapt the language to your own voice while keeping the structure intact. Then practice until the words feel like yours. A well-rehearsed script sounds more natural than an unrehearsed improvisation. What is the amygdala hijack? And how does it affect conflict conversations? The amygdala hijack is the moment your brain's survival system overrides your rational thinking under threat. In conflict, it causes you to freeze, blurt, or withdraw before your better judgment has a chance to respond. Scripts provide language that survives that hijack intact. How many scripts do I need to handle most workplace conflicts? You do not need dozens. A small set of scripts covering the most common triggers, opening a difficult topic, responding to an accusation, and de-escalating a raised voice covers the majority of situations. Mastering a few is far more valuable than memorizing many you've never practiced aloud. The truth of it is this emotional control during conflict is not a personality trait you either have or lack. It is a prepared capacity. You build it before the storm arrives, not by summoning more resolve in the middle of it. Word-for-word scripts are how you build it, one rehearsed phrase at a time, until calm becomes your default rather than your ambition. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.